The castle doctrine allows people to defend themselves in their homes. In some cases, it can be used to justify killing an intruder. Texas A&M professor and economist Mark Hoekstra says there's been an increase in homicides in states that enacted the castle doctrine. His findings were published this month in a study he co-wrote. He explains it as a matter of incentives. Since the law lowers the cost of using deadly force, we can expect to see more of it. At the same time, the law also increases the penalty for committing crimes, so we should see less of those. But Hoekstra says that hasn't happened.
I would characterize the evidence as, at best, a suggestive increase in justifiable homicide. And on the other hand, there's no evidence that there are fewer robberies, aggravated assaults, or burglaries as a result of these laws.
While some people consider the law ineffective, others fear it's being stretched to cover situations it wasn't intended to justify. Garnett Coleman is a Democratic state representative from Houston.
It emboldens people to take justice into their own hands. Whereas prior to that, we all believe that the protection came from the police.
Coleman says the original castle doctrine is not the problem. People should be able to defend themselves in their homes. He takes issue with the Stand Your Ground amendments. They've been adopted by nearly half of the states, including Texas. He says those provisions introduce too much ambiguity. But Larry Arnold of the Texas Concealed Handgun Association says the law should not be considered bad just because some people misuse it or take it too far.
If somebody could claim castle doctrine when he's not allowed to, or when it's found not to apply, doesn't invalidate the basic law. If you were ticketed for speeding, you could claim that you weren't speeding. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the speeding law.
The controversy over the law continues and was highlighted last week. A Houston jury convicted Raul Rodriguez of murdering his neighbor during a confrontation over music. The jury rejected the shooter's claim that he was within his rights, although he's on tape saying, "My life is in danger now." The Texas version of the Castle Doctrine allows people to defend themselves in their homes, workplaces, and vehicles. At the time of the shooting, Rodriguez was standing in his neighbor's driveway. Ira Sundar, KUT News.